This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But I think that what we do, and I've spoken actually with my son, he says, how bad is this? It's bad. It's bad. But we're going to be hopefully a best case, not a worst case. And that's what we're working for.
While this press conference was going on, I got phone calls from several people saying, who is that man? The president.
What did they hear?
The president was sober.
I'm not a drinker. Whenever they're looking for something good, I say, never had a glass of alcohol. I've never had alcohol.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're looking at sending checks to Americans immediately. Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now.
It's my money, and I need it now!
It's your money. Use it when you need it.
We know that keeping Canadians safe needs to be done in the right way. There is a lot of misinformation out there. There is a lot of knee-jerk reaction that isn't keeping people safe. But we're going to stay focused on doing the things that actually matter.
We will be denying entry to Canada to people who are not Canadian citizens.
Seems like an overreaction.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Gyms are closed effective 8 p.m. tonight.
Did you confer with City Hall or Mayor de Blasio on this? Because he was at the gym this morning.
I did not for a moment think there was anything problematic because I knew the dynamics. And again, I have to stay healthy so I can make the decisions for the people of this city.
Translation,
I am better than everyone else.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Tom Brady will be leaving the New England Patriots. He will be playing his career elsewhere.
And all this negativity that's in this town sucks, stinks, makes the greatest town, greatest city in the world, lousy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. It's a somewhat unique St. Patrick's Day. There's not a single stein of green beer to be had anywhere.
There was no joy in Mudville.
And there was no joy in Shillville today when Tom Brady announced he'd be moving on. Shillville is what we call the local sports media here in Boston.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
And you too, Grace. I'm sure. Are you brokenhearted, Grace?
I'm going to be totally honest, Howie, I am, but I want to say this. I love Tom Brady. I've loved all the memories he's given to us in New England. I'll always love Tom Brady, and I wish him nothing but the best. And I got my TB12 jersey on right now, and it's okay, guys. This is the coronavirus and Tom Brady. They're giving us a lot right now. The universe is giving us a lot to take on, but you know what? Onward and upward, and let's keep it moving.
And you know the initials TB they don't only stand for Tom Brady, Grace.
Tuberculosis?
Tampa Bay.
Oh.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I was going to say, Hal, you can't give me any bad news today. No more plagues right now. We don't need any more plagues. But I did want to say that everybody knows I love Tom Brady on this show, and Tom Brady, I've heard before that he listens. If you're out there, you're the man. TB12 forever. #GOAT.
Very classy statement that he issued today. And I must say, so were the statements from Bob Kraft, the owner of the team,
yeah,
and Bill Belichick, the head coach. They all issued statements of great class. That's the only word I can think of.
And you know what, Howie? And I know that you're not the biggest Tom Brady fan, but one thing we can all agree on is there'll never be a run like the one he had with the Patriots. It was unbelievable. And we all were fortunate to have a team in the Super Bowl almost every year. It was crazy. So that's what Dave Portnoy said today. He said, you can't take it away from us in the history book. So that's what I'm going with. And I got my jersey. I'm going to keep it. And wish him the best. Now, on to more news here. This is Grace's News. And we got big stuff to go over. I want to start with the story about the coronavirus, but it's an interesting take here. So obviously, Italy's in lockdown. They have one of the worst situations going on. And apparently, not only are they worried about money and being shut indoors, but something is happening over there that hasn't happened, I don't think, ever. People are starting to gain weight. And I don't know if you know this, Howie, But when you go to Italy, you can eat like a lot of pizza and pasta. And a lot of times you don't gain weight because they walk so many places and they don't have a lot of preservatives. So they always manage to stay kind of in the middle because they're always, you know, walking from church to school, whatever. Now they're all stuck inside and they're stress eating. And it's not good. They said the danger of a few extra pounds pales in comparison to the real health threat of COVID-19. But nevertheless, it is on the already long list of worries for people in Italy. Someone said, I'm going to eat a tube of Pringles. Now getting fat is the lesser evil. Hashtag coronavirus. People are getting fat and sassy.
There are very few things in this world I would rather do. Than eat a tube of Pringles. Those are the world's worst potato chips, and I love potato chips. You know that, Grace.
I do know that, but you know, Howie, that's the thing is that person's take was Pringles. What you decide to stress eat is totally up to you. Vienna fingers, Cheez-Its, Moxie, stale donuts. It's all up to you. One thing that we have here that is absolutely delicious that you are not enjoying right now, Howie. Is the Kowloon was nice enough to bring us an unbelievable spread.
This is their excellent. Best delivery yet. Oh my God, this is great.
You know why, Taylor?
Because it's just us.
That, and I specifically requested some dumplings, which we don't usually get, and they are... Mwah.
And all the meat has been left in the containers, and it hasn't been taken home for a certain somebody.
Yes.
For a certain dog.
Yes.
Gooner.
Yeah.
But we want to give the Kowloon a huge, huge thank you because we know all the restaurants are going through a tough time, but they have always been so good to us. If you can order takeout from Kowloon, do it. This is when the restaurants really need you to step up and try to help them out in this time. And we couldn't be more grateful. Taylor is just
enjoying. And they're on Route 1 North in Saugus. And Grace, why don't you, someone wants to tweet out a picture of you wearing your TB12 jersey today. Why don't you... tweet that picture out and you're in front of the Kowloon spread.
I will do that. See, this morning I was bumming and then I was about to walk out the door and I said, you know what, Grace? You're not gonna be one of these people. You're not gonna be one of these people who turns on someone who's been good to you. So I grabbed my jersey and I threw it on. And you know what? I feel like a superhero. But yeah, get thee to the Kowloon in Saugus. It is the best. All right, so New Jersey has a woman who tested positive.
Oh, I saw this. This is
crazy.
Great.
This is
insane.
Yeah,
but did she really test positive or is she just saying this? Because a lot of people have always saying, you know, when there's a contagious disease going around, they spit at somebody and say, I just infected you. Do we know that she tested positive or not?
Do a lot of people do that?
It's been done down through the years. It's been done. Let me put it that way.
This New Jersey woman who tested positive for coronavirus, she did test positive, Howie. The hospital has the record. She gave the hospital a false name, and then she vanished. So now she is at large. We have a coronavirus...
Typhoid Mary.
Corona convict.
No, what's the word when you're fleeing? When you're
lambster.
No, lambster. Not on the lamb. Fugitive. We have a coronavirus fugitive. See, you're talking about Fugitive the show. I'm referring to the movie with Harrison Ford. I don't know the show as much, but I'm sure it's great. In a video press conference, the mayor said the unidentified woman arrived at East Orange General Hospital, tested positive under
That's
a false
Newark,
name.
By the way. That's they call it R, but it's Newark.
And then,
what it is.
And then she left, and now she's at large. They're gonna go to the tape, Howie. They're gonna get the video surveillance and try to track this woman down. And I just have to say, these kind of people, man, it's bad. It's really, really. These are the people that throw their stuff on the ground, even though they're 2 feet from a trash can.
Was alcohol involved in this incident? Was alcohol involved in this incident, Grace? Is there any indication?
I don't think so. I mean. Does that go hand in hand, Corona and alcohol?
What she
it was
spit
alcohol
on
and Corona.
she spit on a cop, didn't she? Or am I thinking of a different New Jersey story?
I think you're thinking of a different New
I'll get
Jersey
it. I'll get it
story.
During the break.
New Jersey. I mean, they're just so full of great, great news for us today. And in other news, Howie, this is really interesting. So do you know the show Big Brother?
I've heard of it.
It's a reality show, and it's kind of one of those shows where you're secluded from the outside world. You don't have TVs, you don't have phones, whatever. Mm-hmm. So in Germany, they have all different versions. They have an American version, a British version. I guess they have a German version of the show, and the people have been there. since February 6th. And it's a live, it's in essence, it's a live show. Like every week they show you where the contestants are at. They have decided not to disclose to these people that this is going on. So these people, I think it's 14 of them, are in this house and they have no idea that in this world around them, there is a pandemic. They're just living in blissful ignorance. Isn't that bizarre?
They're the lucky ones. They don't have to hear about
it. That's what I was
it.
Thinking. So they don't get to see. They don't get to see all these press conferences. I'm shutting down the bars, 50% capacity. No, I'm shutting down the bars, 100% capacity. No, I'm shutting down the playgrounds.
And they're not worried about where their next
schools. We're going to close the schools for learning, but you can still come in every day and have as many free meals as you want at the schools.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from. They can just go to the fridge and grab a beer.
It's so crazy because a lot of people said the same thing. They said, I'm jealous of these people that they're not, you know, brought down by this daily barrage of news. But it's also interesting because the only time, so the rule of Big Brother is they will not tell you anything has happened in the outside world unless a family member of yours gets ill or dies. Then they'll step in and like break the rules or whatever. But the only time they did it was during 9/11 because they felt like the people on the show had to know that happened. But they have not decided to tell them about Corona. And then on a similar note, Jared Leto, who's a star, who I don't expect you guys to know who he is. He's a little out there. He's like a musician, hipster, whatever. He was at a silent meditation in the desert. He had no phone, no communication, and he had no idea that Corona was happening.
That's exactly where I'd expect him to be. He's a wacko.
So in case you're thinking of taking tips from these celebrities, I just want you to know that this is how out of touch they are, in case you were wondering. They don't know toilet paper is going out of stock. They're at meditation spas.
It's amazing how a lot of these celebrities are catching it, but I don't know anybody that's caught it yet.
It is,
isn't that interesting?
It is weird. It is a little weird. Tom Hanks was the first one. Idris Elba has it now.
It's time for a new update on the number of deaths in Massachusetts.
Oh, no.
Due to the coronavirus. Zero. It's holding steady at zero.
A lot of people are saying, though,
And Massachusetts is tied with 38 other states that are also tied at zero.
A lot of people are giving Trump, surprisingly, to my surprise, giving Trump a lot of credit for the way he's handled the last two press conferences, including Joe Scarborough and even Dana Bash on CNN, and basically saying that this is the right move. This is what he should be doing. I even heard Trevor Noah saying that this was the best thing to do. So I don't know. I think Trump might come out even stronger on the other side after this. Howie, when we get back,
are you already in self quarantine? Or how the hell are you watching Trevor Noah?
Oh, he popped up my Instagram feed. Someone reposted it. It wasn't something I found on my own accord.
I was going to say I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned about your. I don't know about your state of physical health, but I'm concerned about your state of mental health.
No,
if you're watching Trevor Noah.
Howie, on the list of things I'm going to watch during quarantine. That's not even on list number 5, so don't worry about that, okay? I got a lot of series to get through, a lot of comedies.
All right, 844-500-4242. Brookline is suspending its ban on styrofoam containers. I don't think the ban, forcing people to use the recyclable containers at the supermarkets, that's not working out too good either in New York City, by the way. They're more apparently germy than the plastic bags. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him Late for Dinner. It's Howie Carr.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
With SimpliSafe Home Security's award-winning protection, you'll have a team of security experts ready to dispatch police at a moment's notice. Get free shipping on your order plus a 60-day money-back guarantee at SimpliSafeHowie.com. That's SimpliSafeHowie.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did you expect Tom Brady to leave the Patriots?
I did not.
55% say they did.
Really? I wonder about that. I wonder if they really thought that. Okay, especially when the market appeared to contract more than somewhat over the weekend. But he's gone. He's gone. Grace, what have you got for us?
All right, Howie, I think it's time to play some sound here. I want to start with Andrew Cuomo. He had a press conference, as you mentioned. He's been having several. It's the time for press conferences. And he made a lot of strange comments. I want to start with one that Taylor and I were listening to today when he made comments about the people in the room that he was talking to and how nice their physiques were. Let's take a listen.
Gyms are closed effective 8 p.m. tonight. I know that's a specific hardship for the people in this room because I can all see you are in masterful shape, buff even.
I kind of feel with Cuomo that he tries to do the Trump thing where he tries to be funny and say stuff off the cuff and it just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It's so uncomfortable. And then it got worse, apparently.
I wonder why his wife cheated on him, Carrie Kennedy.
Howie, do you have to bring that up every time we mention him?
I'm sorry.
With the polo player. We all know the story. Thanks to you, it's lived in infamy. All right, now it got worse because the only thing worse than Andrew Cuomo is his brother, his baby brother, Fredo.
Fredo Cuomo.
So let's take a listen to this cut.
Curfew. I don't like the word curfew. Dad tried to have a curfew for me. I never got past the resentment. But I do believe you'll see more tightening if the numbers don't slow.
Your problems with the curfew. It's the least of your problems, just so you know.
You violated the curfew all the time. Caused much pain, but that's a different story.
I don't believe in rules. Governor Andrew Cuomo, I appreciate you coming on the show. I love you. I'm proud of what you're doing. I know you're working hard for your state, but no matter how hard you're working, there's always time to call Mom. She wants to hear from you, just so you know.
Yeah, I called Mom. I called Mom.
I like the Smothers Brothers. I don't like the Cuomo Brothers. They're not nearly as funny as Tom and Dick.
What do you, my mom always liked my brother best, and she never liked me. Mom and you and Mom.
Why do you keep telling me Mom always likes you best?
Because she...
Every time you get mad, you say, Mom always liked you best.
Oh, yeah? Well, Mom always liked you best.
You want to know...
And you always picked on me. You and Mom, my mom and my brother get together and say, we don't like you. Because Mom liked you best,
you know,
and she
why?
Never liked me.
Wait a minute. Do you know,
you know
why
what I like most about
best?
The Smothers Brothers? They never named a bridge after their father.
Oh, we're
that
really...
I had to drive over.
You know, this is how it goes. If you bring up Andrew Cuomo, this is what you're going to get, Taylor, okay? Because Taylor's still fairly new here. I want to give him the rundown. You're going to get the polo player story, and then we're going to get into Howie's...
The Tappan Zee Bridge.
Howie's favorite bridge, the Tappan Zee Bridge. And then Howie, there's some other bridges you like and some you don't like, but you never got over it that they renamed it the Cuomo Bridge.
I just like Tappan Zee. It's like old Dutch. It's like historic New York name. Tappan Zee.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you, brother. Yeah, but there's a lot of news out there, guys. Try to stay positive. Everyone keep washing your hands. I know I'm not the first person to say that, but I think that's what you're supposed to do in this situation. And keep stress eating. Don't eat any Pringles.
I licked every chicken wing, so
just
let me know.
Perfect. And thanks again to the Calmoon. We are eating all this food. It's delicious. And make sure you check out the Calmoon.
Speaking of washing your hands, now in the state of Maine, they're talking about washing their hands of the ban on plastic bags there, too.
Wow.
Huh. Sin in haste, repent at leisure. All of you moon bats who ban plastic bags. I'm Howie Carr.
John. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We will take your calls on the situation here as it unfolds. It's primary day in Florida. I don't think that many people are voting today. I could be wrong. They're saying that at least in South Florida here, where I am, where the Newsmax studios are, very negligible numbers of workers showed up at the precincts today. But I don't think there's any rush to vote anyway. I mean, it's not. I would assume it would be somewhat good news for Bernie. His people would be somewhat more likely to show up than Biden's, who tend to be older, and you know, and it's hard to get excited about going to the polls to vote for Joe Biden, I think. But I don't think that that Bernie has enough support down here to overcome his Biden's edge, especially since he began touting the advantages of a communist dictatorship in Cuba and Venezuela and communist China, among other places. And then, of course, there's an interesting primary. Ohio has canceled its primary today, or postponed it, at the governor, DeWine, a Republican, has decided to stop it, even though a judge said it had to go forward. There's an interesting primary in Cook County, Illinois. Kim Fox, the George Soros-backed state's attorney, district attorney in Cook County, Chicago. She's the one who broomed the case for Jussie Smollett. She's facing a couple of very well-heeled challengers. I don't know if she can hang on, and there are multiple challengers to her. But that's a very interesting race for a number of reasons, because of the scandal involving what happened with Smollett. Anyway, I want to talk just briefly about the plastic bags here. Yeah, again, a lot of these moonbat infested venues, districts, are having second thoughts about the banning of plastic bags, because the reusable bags are just germ carriers. It's really stupid. New York is being the latest one. Now, I thought New York might postpone the implementation of the ban on plastic bags, and I think they have for some small categories of stores. But I thought that, you know, once they said, you know that illegal aliens own some of these bodegas, that the legislature might back off, but apparently not. But so there's an editorial in the New York Times about this today. The plastic bag ban backfires. Much remains unknown about COVID-19, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say, quote, it may remain viable for days on surfaces made from a variety of materials, unquote. Reusable shopping bags, you know, the ones they want you to buy for like a buck or whatever, and they have the Whole Foods recycles or some such thing on the bag, may harbor the virus and could facilitate its spread in grocery stores and pharmacies that remain open even as workplaces, schools, and restaurants shutter. Yet in California, New York, Seattle, and elsewhere, like Maine, I think Massachusetts too now, or it's coming in Massachusetts, plastic bags are banned and shoppers are urged to rely on reusable bags. Yet experience shows the risk. The swine flu in 2013... reusable feed totes were the most likely root cause that killed lots of millions of pigs. The feed bags were often made of the same kind of material as reusing shopping bags. They just look dirty, don't they, when they're, you see them? I've never been tempted to buy any of them, but they don't look particularly sanitary from just hanging there next to the checkout counter. In 2010, several Oregon teens and adults fell ill after attending a soccer tournament, prompting an investigation by the Oregon Health and Science University and the Oregon Public Health Division. They traced the sickness to a reusable grocery bag, quote, which had been stored in a bathroom used before the outbreak by a person with a norovirus-like illness. Researchers at the University of Arizona and Loma Linda University surveyed grocery shoppers and randomly tested their reusable bags. Quote, large numbers of bacteria were found in almost all bags and coliform bacteria in half. No wonder, since the majority of shoppers said they never or rarely washed the bags. And the Wall Street Journal says restore single-use bags, including the plastic kind. And how about it? You know, how about all these people who, the virtuous Americans who like the virtue signal? You know, another thing they don't use anymore is plastic straws, right? So they got these reusable straws that they carry around. Some of them are metal straws. How often do these metal straws get washed? What do you think's better for everybody concerned? A plastic straw that's all wrapped up and you just open it and use it once, or one of those things you just throw into the bottom of your reusable grocery bag that's crawling with cooties, shall we say. And then a lot of them, oh, we don't want to use the we don't want to use those plastic containers of water. So we'll just have one water bottle and we'll just use it over and over again. How often are those things washed? You think that's really sanitary? One last thing here. Texas. The outbreak of coronavirus has prompted the Lone Star State of Texas courts to stay for 60 days the scheduled execution of a man condemned for killing his family in suburban Fort Worth. They rejected all the grounds of his appeal. This was John William Hummel, but said it would postpone the scheduled execution tomorrow, quote, in light of the current health crisis and the enormous resources needed to address the execution. I'm not making this up. His lawyer, I assume it's a court-appointed lawyer, meaning we pay for him. Among the issues raised by the court-appointed lawyer was a concern that the process involved with putting Hummel to death, quote, may itself assist in spreading COVID-19. Gathering all these people in one location for the execution presents a substantial risk of COVID-19/coronavirus if anyone is infected, he wrote in a petition to the appeals court last week. So the guy's going to get to stay alive, even though he was convicted in 2011 of the fatal stabbing of his pregnant wife and the fatal bludgeoning of his father-in-law, 57, with a baseball bat. He also beat to death with the bat his 5-year-old daughter before he torched their home in suburban Fort Worth. He killed his family so that he could woo a woman that he had met at a convenience store. And now he's going to get to stay around for another 60 days because his execution would somehow perhaps lead to a spread of coronavirus. As I mentioned earlier, Texas today recorded its first death from the coronavirus. I think Texas is the second largest state in the union, second or third largest state in the union. This is the first death they've had. It was at a coast on the Gulf Coast County. The guy that died, the victim, was in his upper 90s, and he had underlying conditions. This is according to the stories I read in the Texas media. One death in Texas out of this coronavirus, and they're putting off executions because of the pandemic. 844-500-4242. Mick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mick.
Hey, Captain, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Captain, I got out of the service in 81.
Yes.
And I got a job working in the local store, and that was the rage of the Cabbage Patch Kids. And those people came in the store, they were broken fingers and bloody noses, and it's nothing like what's going on with the toilet paper. I'm telling you, I've never seen I've been around the world 3 times, and I stood back and I look like I've never seen like this.
Cabbage Patch Kids, I remember that. Yeah, they were going all people were going all over the cities and states and counties looking for those Cabbage Patch dolls. Yeah, there was
outside the store hours before the door opened, and yeah. They fluttered in, and nothing in the store mattered but them stupid dolls.
Yeah,
hey, Captain, I wanted to give you guys, your listeners, a tip that I was at the store. No hand sanitizer at the thing. No towelettes to wipe the bar on the cart. I went and got one of those plastic bags that you put your produce in. I had no problem. Didn't touch nothing. Everything was good. I left. It was a happy day.
Yeah, I've always wondered in these places where they ban the plastic bags for groceries, what do they do in the produce section? Do they ban those plastic bags too? I mean, it's kind of hard to put a bunch of grapefruits or bananas in one of those little paper bags. I mean, they're just going to break. The fruit is just going to break them if you put any kind of weight in them. And God help you if it's raining. And they don't want you to drive a car anymore. So what are you supposed to do? Walk home with all these paper bags full of groceries? What's the rain going to do to the paper bags? We all know. Thanks for the call, Mick. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, it's times like this that we need Charlton Heston. You know, the Omega Man, some of those great movies that were all those post-apocalyptic. But, you know, I'm not worried about the coronavirus. You know, with you know, St. Patrick's Day, I kind of stocked up, and lo and behold, my friends came over. Next thing you know, I'm more worried about the Irish flu's going to get me first, Ali.
You know, I was in the supermarket today across from where I live at like 6:30, quarter of 7. All the meat was wiped out, Johnny, except for one kind of meat. You know what was left in the freezers or the containers, the coolers? Corned beef. Corned beef. Still available. I wasn't that hungry. I like corned beef every once in a while, but it didn't feel like St. Patrick's Day today.
Howie, mom has had not one, but two corned beef meals, and she will be aghast to hear that because she loves corned beef. She makes my dad go to like three different places every year. She thinks it's so yummy. It's
You know what I like, Grace, is corned beef hash. It's really good. And I don't mean the stuff, I don't mean Dinty Moore's corned beef hash that comes out of the can and it bears a startling resemblance to Alpo dog food. I'm talking about real, made from scratch corned beef hash. It's delicious.
I'm a proud Irish girl, but I'm not big on Irish food. Doesn't do much for me, to put it mildly.
Grace, I think if you read the history books, the reason why corned beef became popular among Irish people was because they were desperately poor, and corned beef was the cheapest cut of meat available. And so they got used to it, our ancestors. That's what happened. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
China and others have criticized you for using the phrase Chinese virus. How do you feel about that? Are you going to continue using that phrase?
Well, China was putting out information which was false, that our military gave this to them. That was false. And rather than having an argument, I said, I have to call it where it came from. It did come from China. So I think it's a very accurate term. But no, I didn't appreciate the fact that China was saying that our military gave it to them.
Have the Rocky Mountains complained about Rocky Mountain spotted fever? Has Old Lyme, Connecticut, complained about Lyme disease? Has South Asia complained about SARS, South Asia respiratory syndrome? I mean, has Spain, España, complained about Spanish flu? What is this? This is BS. And these same people, I don't know who that guy with the accent was, where he was from, but MSNBC and CNN were calling it the Wuhan virus or Chinese flu for weeks. And they weren't xenophobic or racist, were they? And then Trump starts calling it that, and he becomes xenophobic as far as Joe Biden's concerned. But then Sunday night, Joe Biden says, it's like a foreign invasion. Sounds kind of xenophobic, doesn't it? If you want to say that the president was xenophobic, how aren't you xenophobic, nativist as well? Marissa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Marissa.
Hey, how you doing? You wanted to know about lunches, student lunches.
Yes. Why are the schools? I'm perplexed that the schools are closed for education, whatever education is these days in the public schools, but they're open for lunch. How's that possible?
Well, what they're doing is they're giving bags, breakfasts, and lunches, and the students in Chicopee, they're coming up to a table that's outside, and they're reaching into bins and taking these bags and taking them home. They're not eating there, and so in theory, there's little contact.
What about the bins?
Yeah, I know. I mean, like I said, in theory, you know, they're trying to maintain the 6 feet contact, you know, and whatnot. But, I think they're just trying to comply with, you know, they've got a big grant and to give out these lunches, and they don't want to lose it. They want to keep maintaining that.
It just seems like if you're going to keep the place open for lunch, you keep it open for school, or if it's going to be shut down, you shut down everything. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make any sense, and I don't think that they can, you know, they can try to explain it and say they're not going in and all that stuff. But I mean, and then they got to. I don't know. Thanks for the call, Marissa. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I was wondering, Howie, how do these people that get on the internet every time we have a crisis in America and start this FEMA program, the government's lying to us, they're getting ready to patrol our streets with the National Guard. How come people how come there's opportunities like that in this great America?
Well, I mean, it's the freedom of speech, Dan. They have a right to say whatever they want. You know, I mean, people are paranoid. This is the whole part of a popular delusion spreading, civic unrest. I mean, who knows who's spreading rumors? You know, again, there's hardly anybody dead. Most states don't have any fatalities from this thing. It's a problem, okay? It's a virus. We have to do something about it. Is it as big of a problem as it's being portrayed as in on TV and in the media? I don't personally think so. But you know, again, I'm going along with it. What are my choices? 844-500-4242. One guy says, what would this population do if they had to go through the gas lines of the 70s, 73, 74, he mentioned. But they were also, again, in the latter part of the Jimmy Carter administration, gas lines. I was thinking about the gas lines the other night during the Democrat debate when Biden was talking about how he's going to shut down fracking and put the fossil fuel industry out of business. I was thinking that's... I don't want to go back to the gas lines. I don't know anybody who lived through the gas lines and who remembers them wants to go back to the gas lines. I'll take fracking any day of the week. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John. No time. We'll take some more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number. Three words for Texas, closed-circuit TV. You know, that's right. How many people do you need for an execution? Just set up a camera in there with a guy wearing a mask. Sanitize the camera and then bring in the executioner with a mask over his head. Hit the button. That's it. Goodbye, Hummel. I'm Howard.